Track 5, and now we come to the family announcements. There are 6 deaths and 1 birthday. Kent, Ursula Vivian, aged 88, passed peacefully away in Woodland Court Nursing Home on the 20th of July. Her funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 2nd of August at St Mary's Church, King's Kerswell.
Mitchell John Edwin. He passed away peacefully on Sunday the 20th of July at Rowcroft Hospice, aged 78. A celebration of John's life will take place at Great Western House, Newton Abbot, on Thursday the 7th of August at 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donation in John's memory to Rowcroft Hospice by retiring collection.
Newcombe, Brian, slipped his mooring on the 22nd of July, aged 91, and gone to Fiddler's Green. Funeral service for close family and friends will be on Thursday the 7th of August at 10:30 a.m. at Torquay Crematorium. Donations to Devonair Ambulance and the RNLI.
Phipps, Terence Alfred, known as Terry, 28th of September 1934 to the 11th of July 2025. Terry passed peacefully away at Torbay Hospital on Friday the 11th of July. Funeral service to be held at Widdicombe in the Moor Church on Monday the 11th of August at 1 p.m. Please wear something red.
Searle Mary Nee Taylor passed away peacefully on Thursday the 17th of July at Torbay Hospital, aged 86 years. The funeral service will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Thursday the 14th of August at 12:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Dog Trust.
Yandel Courtney on the 21st of July peacefully at home, aged 93. The funeral service will be on Wednesday the 6th of August at the East Devon Crematorium at 2:30. Donations, if desired, are for the RNLI Exmouth or the Devonair Ambulance Trust.
And finally, a 100th birthday. Heath Dad, more commonly known by a lot of people in the area as Farmer Dad, was 100 today, which is the 31st of July. All your family and friends wish you a wonderful 100th birthday. And that's the family notices for this week.